This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Russian President Vladimir Putin described Wednesday's attack on a college in Crimea as a crime and promised it would be thoroughly investigated. Putin's comments came during a news conference with visiting Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. 18 people died during the incident in the city of Kerch in eastern Crimea. Initially, Russian officials said there had been a gas blast, then said an explosive device had been detonated. Now Crimea's regional leader is saying it was a gun attack involving a student at the college. He said a student shot and killed 17 fellow students before killing himself. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has now met with leaders of both Saudi Arabia and Turkey after the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S.'s top diplomat told reporters on a plane leaving Ankara he is waiting to see the facts from Turkey and Saudi Arabia's investigations.
We're going to give them the space to complete their investigations of this incident. And when they issue their reports, we'll form our judgment about the thoroughness, depth, and the decisions they make about accountability connected to that.
Pompeo also pointed out the U.S. has an important relationship with Saudi Arabia, which includes reducing state-sponsored terrorism.
We just need to make sure that we are mindful of that as we approach decisions that the United States government will take when we learn all of the facts associated with whatever may have taken place.
But if it's found that they actually killed a journalist, is that in America's best interest in terms of values to be working with the Saudis?
I'm not going to speculate. Obviously, if a country engages in activity that is unlawful, it's unacceptable.
Khashoggi was last seen October 2nd entering the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. This is VOA News. A candidate in Afghanistan's upcoming parliamentary election was killed Wednesday in a bombing attack on his campaign office. That's according to province officials. That's Helmand governor's spokesman Omar Zwak saying Jabbar Karaman was killed in his campaign office in Lashkarga City in an explosion that also wounded several others. Zwak said 7 people were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the explosion and warned teachers and students not to participate in the upcoming vote. The insurgents said in a statement that they will target Saturday's elections, which they view as illegitimate, but they don't want to harm civilians. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura told the Security Council Wednesday he plans to step down at the end of November. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Before he goes, he says he's hoping to get Syrians to establish a committee to draw up a post-war constitution.
If there is a political will, there is no reason for the Cozio Committee not to be convened in November.
Political will remains an open question. De Mistura reminded the Security Council there's agreement on the 50-member government and opposition delegations, but the government objects to a third panel the UN put together to represent tribal leaders, experts in Syrian civil society, independence, and women. Warren Levinson, New York.
British Prime Minister Theresa May told reporters before heading into the European Union summit in Brussels she believes a Brexit deal can be sealed. May brought up the lingering issue, how to handle the border between Northern Ireland and EU member Ireland.
There is still the question of the Northern Irish backstop, but I believe everybody around the table wants to get a deal.
Lithuania's President Dalia Grybauskaitė says Britain hasn't been able to explain how it wants to leave the European Union, and she thinks domestic politics are to blame. Britain's Prince Harry will open the Invictus Games in Australia this weekend. The competition for injured servicemen and women, along with veterans, will attract 500 athletes from 18 countries. From Sydney, here's VOA's Phil Mercer.
The event will officially be opened by Prince Harry, who's arrived in Australia on a royal tour.
I'm particularly grateful to the Australian government for hosting the Invictus Games, which the whole country has embraced with great enthusiasm. Thank you so much for all of the support.
The Games bring together hundreds of athletes from 18 countries who are all military allies, including Afghanistan, France, Iraq, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Canada became the largest country with a legal national marijuana marketplace as sales began early Wednesday. More stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.